This is KUT. The emotional bond between a human and an animal can be hard to explain. A lot of people are skeptical if you talk about your dog or cat like a member of the family. It's even harder when the animal is not your typical pet. KUT's Mose Bushel brings us the story of one of those relationships and what happens when one of the members went missing a little before Christmas this year.
This is a story about a non-traditional household. It features Andrew Weber. He works here at KUT. His girlfriend, Anya Carroll, is a grad student.
How long have you guys been dating?
Okay,
almost
so
3 years?
Yeah, almost 3 years. And so I've known Boris for almost 3 years, too.
Anya says when she met Andrew, it didn't take long to see that Andrew and Boris were part of a package deal.
I think we'd like been dating for a couple of weeks, and I kicked Boris on accident, which it's the worst feeling in the world when you kick a tortoise, but because they go flying, and Andrew's just like, looks at me, and then he drops to the ground and like makes sure like Boris is, all of his limbs, you know, everything is fine. I'm like, okay, this is serious love.
You catch that? Boris is a tortoise, a Russian tortoise.
How do you describe it if you're getting to know someone better that it's like, oh, by the way, meet Boris?
Well, a good caveat is just like, yeah, I've had him for like ever.
It's not a passing affectation. Andrew got Boris from his mom when he got an A in math in fifth grade. That was 13 years ago.
So that gives some credence to it as opposed to like, yeah, just bought it 3 weeks ago. Don't know why.
His relationship with the coconut-sized reptile sounds almost like a long marriage. Not always glamorous or exciting, but reliable, comforting. When he left for college, Boris went with him. When he got his first apartment, Boris moved in too.
You're never disappointed to see him. And so you like see him and then find a new appreciation for him and then move on. I don't know, sort of ebbs and flows of affection.
When Andrew would come home from work, he says Boris would crawl over to him to say hi.
Yeah, he's kind of, it's just like a dog.
Yeah.
That dog that lives for 90 years. Which is crazy.
That's another thing about tortoises. They live a long time. If you buy one, you expect to be leaving it to someone in your will. Unless the tortoise dies prematurely or it gets lost.
Well, I didn't close the gate properly.
This was a few months ago. Anya had rushed out to take an exam. She came home exhausted and didn't check on Boris in the yard.
Andrew came home and then he was like, why is the gate open? And, you know, he thought it was a joke at first, which is really sad. and then we just spent, you know, the next, like, 4 days nonstop looking for him, pretty much.
Was it hard for you guys? Did you get in a fight or anything?
No, not really.
Like, no, I think I kept crying about it so much that there's no way.
Well, and like, I know you did, like, obviously you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, I cried for like 24 hours. Yeah. Like, I just felt really bad. I lost his best friend.
A few weeks after Boris went missing, I joined Andrew on one of his searches. We started at that backyard gate.
So when I first started looking, I tried to think of, like, sort of put myself in his shell, I guess. If he got out right here, I always thought that he might go this way. But I've checked literally that entire bamboo growth over there. I've completely combed.
He's put up missing signs. He scatters pieces of red bell pepper on the ground, Boris's favorite.
So I'll put these out and then I'll sort of make, I guess for lack of a better word, rounds, so I can see if there have been any bite marks.
He tried strawberries too, but some other animal kept stealing them.
I've been essentially lurking in people's backyards, and I've very much had the caveat of like, hey, I'm looking for a tortoise. You mean a turtle? No, a tortoise. It's a land-dwelling creature, but if you see him, $150 reward.
If there was a silver lining, it was probably meeting the neighbors. Andrew's become the tortoise guy on his block. People ask him how the search is going. They share words of encouragement. But there was one guy who was no good. He saw one of the missing posters and approached Andrew on the street. He said he had Boris, but he wanted the money up front. He wouldn't even give proof of life.
I was like, no, No, how big is the tortoise? How big is it? And he just like kind of looked off. It's like, man, could be 3.5 by 4 inches. Could be the size of the sea. And at that point I was like, okay, that does not make sense. Like, no.
That was a low point. Then, before Thanksgiving, Andrew got a phone call.
I didn't think that I would get a call from somebody saying, hey, I'm on your street, and pretty sure I have your tortoise.
I did that. I'm right here in front of your house calling you.
This is Anusuya Mangaker. She goes by Anu. She and her husband live a couple miles from Andrew. A few days before that call, their dogs started going nuts in their backyard, barking at something.
It looked like a shell. So my husband thought it was like a coconut shell or something. And I said, why are they barking at a shell? So he went to check it, and he goes like, oh, it's a tortoise.
A Russian tortoise. And it couldn't have picked a better backyard.
As per Indian tradition, a tortoise coming into your yard is good luck.
Plus, Anu rehabilitates injured animals.
I have done 3 possum babies, a baby squirrel, a baby dove.
But this was different. What if this tortoise belonged to someone?
It's a good luck for somebody, and I don't want to take that good luck from somebody else. I wanted to make sure it's a pet, so I kept on saying, like, hey, Chinu, hey, Pinu, some kind of names, some pet names. And it started picking up his head and started, like, you know, moving around. So then we figured out it must be somebody's pet for sure.
Anu and her husband own New India Restaurant in South Austin. And when she mentioned the tortoise to one of her employees, he said, yeah, he'd heard of a guy who was missing a tortoise. That's how she found Andrew. But when she called, Andrew wasn't at home. It was Anya who went to meet Anu.
I was free. I was like, are you joking me?
She came in and she's like, I'm the one for the tortoise. I'm the one for the turtle.
Well, I was just like, oh my gosh, is it Boris? And I just instantly, you know, picked up the tortoise like a hamburger, sort of just like looking into its eyes.
Crying out his name.
Boris, Boris, Boris. And I don't know, it was so happy. And we were both in like tears. It was like happiness tears rolling out of both of us, you know.
Anya took the tortoise, but she had to go to class before Andrew got home.
So I left the tortoise by the pillow that Boris likes.
Where the sun rays hit him through the window just right.
And I'm just like staring at my phone in class, like just waiting for it to light up.
Waiting for Andrew to get home and see.
And then he texts me and he's like, this is so weird.
It's the strangest thing, and I think that's what I texted on you.
And then he's like, okay, first of all, it's a girl. I was like, okay.
Like, it's the strangest thing ever to the odds of finding, like, the same kind of tortoise. Just sat there for, like, 5 minutes just chilling with her. Just like, well, you're not Boris, but you're really nice.
Russian tortoises are from Central Asia, not South Austin. So it is a crazy coincidence. To the untrained eye, they also all kind of look the same. But mostly, Anya thinks she just really wanted it to be Boris. Now, Christmas is around the corner. Andrew posted online to see if anyone else was missing a tortoise. But Frankie, that's what they've named her, is slowly becoming part of their home.
I think yesterday, she was hanging out by the fridge, which was kind of cool because that's where Boris would hang out.
As for Boris, they're losing hope of finding him before winter sets in. But everyone still believes he will return.
And he's testing Andrew. So the more Andrew looks for him, I think Boris is going to wait and wait and then come out one day and give him all the love he needs.
It sounds crazy, but Boris could come back. While I was researching this story, I was surprised by how many reports there were of tortoises getting lost. One family found its pet tortoise after 30 years. It was living in their attic. Tortoises can slow down their metabolism when it gets cold and there's no food around. Frankie, the new tortoise, she may have been living outside for years.
Anya took Frankie to the vet, and the vet was like checking the pulse, and she was like, listen to this. And Anya was like, what? She's like, that's how slow her heartbeat is.
So it was like, bump, bump, and then like 20 seconds later, bump, bump.
Which is, it gets even slower when they, I think it's called brumation or brumate.
That's tortoise hibernation.
They have like a crazy, crazy low heartbeat.
By now, Andrew and Anya are sure that Boris has dug himself a burrow deep in the earth. There, he'll dream through the winter and rise to come home when springtime rolls around. Rose Bouchel, KET News.